Hello, my dear. How are you today? Since it's so cold down here, I thought that I should bring something to help you warm up. I have a nice warm blanket and the finest food my chefs can make. Or perhaps you prefer that I personally warm you up? I'm sorry that you have to be down here. I really am. But my father is becoming more and more suspicious of my activities. And I fear what would happen if he found you. But do not worry, my beloved. I have a plan to untangle this accursed dance we currently find ourselves in. My loyal soldiers are ready any day now to take my father out of the picture. Then, and this is the best part, you and I can rule the kingdom together. Doesn't that sound absolutely lovely? What did I do to make you so upset with me? You won't speak to me, and you won't look at me. We had such fun back and forths before, but now it's just nothing. Please tell me what I did wrong so that I can correct it and make you happy again. What? Well, if you aren't upset with me, then what could it be? You were doing so well before. The love potion should have made you utterly obsessed with me by now. Why isn't it working anymore? Oh, I get it now. It's not that the potion isn't working. It's that it is working, and rather effectively, it seems. Ah, I've missed your sweet voice. It must have been killing you inside not to speak to me, to not have me in your arms. To not have my lips. Oh, did that excite you? Does the thought of my loving embrace fill you with such a warm feeling inside? Then look me in the eyes and tell me, and I will give you all that you wish for and more. You can't? Why not? Afraid? What are you afraid of? Me? I would never hurt you. You know that. No, it can't be that. Your adorable face is burning bright red, like the fires of passion. You tense up the moment I get close. You nearly jump from your seat when I touch you, with your skin prickling up. And you seem to be forcing yourself to look away when I'm near. So why? Oh, why could you be turning away? Oh, so that's why. It's not me you are scared of. It's what you will be become that frightens you. And with as much of that love potion that I have given you, it could turn you as devoted to me as I am to you. It will be all right, my dear. Dry those tears. For you won't lose yourself. And finding love cannot be bad, can it? For love is not evil. In fact, many of us look our entire lives for it. I should know. And besides, did you think I would give you something that I did not properly test first? I would not dream of it. Well, what do you think this dungeon is here for? For as short-sighted and dim-witted as my father may be, he would not keep dangerous criminals within the same castle as ourselves. That's what prisons are for. No. This is my own personal dungeon, which I used for testing purposes. That doddering old fool probably forgot that this is even down here. What did I do here? Well, I tested. Each of these cells were at one point filled with people who owed a debt to my family. Men and women alike, each and everyone got a less refined spray of my special love potion. Many of the batches at the start weren't strong enough and wore off nearly as fast as it was administered, while batches towards the tail end of my experiments were too strong. Within just a few simple doses, their minds were completely shed of any and all other thoughts beyond loving me. They would not sleep, they would not eat. Even though the stone walls are thick, I could still hear them crying out for me. It got to a point where I was scared to continue experimenting. But my love, I held on because you were worth it. Eventually, I got to the perfected formula that you have coursing through your system now. But as many of them were unstable, I could not risk them going after you so that they could have me. So we had to empty those cells before your arrival. Me? A monster? No, I'm just in love. And so are you. Boop. That's hurtful. I did all this work for you, and you say you couldn't love me. It would be so easy, too. I could just walk my fingers up your neck, place my fingers beneath your chin, and guide your gaze to meet my own and completely captivate you. But guess what? I'm not going to. Why? Well, because, my dear, I enjoy the hunt. Of course, I could end the chase here and now. But where's the fun in that? And what would we tell our children? That I forced you to love me in the end? Perhaps I did make you inhale that potion. But I will not take the final step from you in our little dance of love. You may be relieved to know that I will no longer be using the potion, as it is no longer needed. It served its purpose. Now comes the fun part. I will make you want to look up at me. To want to become my lover by your own will and yours alone. Until then, I'm going to keep coming down here as I have and charm you with my own feminine wiles instead of some silly concoction. But for now, I will simply get you some more hot food, as I have sat here and talked until yours went frigid. And I do hope the blanket is warm enough. I knit it myself, you know. I'm glad you like it. Oh, one last thing. A kiss on your forehead. May the dance go on, my dear.